I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News. Coming up, island-wide operations underway in support of state of emergency, early retirement scheme for police to be rolled out, and Cabinet Office signs MOU with Private Sector Organization of Jamaica. The news in detail after the break.
Hello?
Junior, the judge said to pay $5,000, but me only have $3,500 pa me. Care 15 bills come for me now? Me don't want them lock me up.
Kerry, get every card in for you. Them take debit and credit card at the court, them, you know. Traffic court, parish court, the court them got high tech, you know.
No cash? No worries. Simply use your debit or credit card to make payments at traffic, family, and parish courts across the island. A message from the Court Management Services.
Now the news. National Security Minister Robert Montague says a number of police operations are being carried out across the island, geared at capturing wanted men fleeing St. James. The operations are in support of the state of public emergency declared in the parish. Mr. Montague says strategic operations have been launched in St. Anne, St. Mary, Westmoreland, and St. Catherine.
Divisions within Area 5 conducted a 24-hour blitz, which saw increased visibility and intensified operational activities to include VCPs, raids, searches, and visits to persons on curfew orders. 18 persons were detained in St. Catherine North and one in St. Catherine South as a result of these operations.
The security minister was speaking in the House of Representatives recently. He adds that Portmore, St. Catherine has been identified as an area where displaced criminals may seek refuge. As such, a joint police team with members from the counter-terrorism, organized crime, fugitive apprehension, and mobile reserve units has been conducting targeted raids in the area. Meanwhile, the government is to introduce a revised scheme to give police officers the opportunity to enter early retirement. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the ministry has identified the necessary funds to underwrite the scheme, adding that additional funding support has been requested from the Ministry of Finance. Minister Montague says the move is also geared at bolstering efforts to eliminate corruption within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF.
The new policy is with the commissioner. He fully understands the issue of corruption and the overall impact that it has on the reputation of the organization, and has committed to begin the utilization of that important tool to hasten the transition of members of the force at all levels who are tainted by corruption or otherwise ineffective.
The National Security Minister was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. The Office of the Cabinet has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, which will see the introduction of a program geared at promoting service excellence within the public and private sectors. Under the Service Excellence Program, the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Division will work to build the capacity of ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, while also eliminating old, inefficient and manual-based processes and systems. Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Douglas Saunders says the Service Excellence Program is aimed at ensuring consistent delivery of efficient and high-quality services to the public by all entities.
The Service Excellence Trust recognizes the importance of a number of things, mainly reducing and, where appropriate, eliminating red tape to improve the ease of transacting business with the government, making it easier to access government-related information and services, and improving efficiency. The reform program is guided by empirical data.
Ambassador Saunders was speaking at the signing ceremony at Jamaica House on Wednesday. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that on Saturday, January 27, the section of Spanish Town Road in the vicinity of Industrial Terrace and the Denham Town Police Station will be reduced to single-lane traffic. This to facilitate the installation of a metal grating over a drain which crosses the road in the area. The grating will better allow flood water to flow from the road into the drain. Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the lane restrictions are expected to last for 3 weeks.
We have a V-drain that runs across the road, and that V-drain was covered by a solid steel cover. Over the years, under fatigue from passing vehicles, because that area is highly trafficked, what has happened is that that section has become defective. So whenever vehicles pass over it, it produces a loud banging sound. With this improvement, that should be quietened.
Ms. Lawson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.